Support comes from Hampton Roads Community Foundation, partnering with donors from all walks of life to improve Southeastern Virginia through grants, scholarships, and leadership initiatives. Learn more at hamptonroadscf.org.
Hello, everyone. I'm Barbara Hamlee. It was 1919 that the Boys Club of Norfolk was chartered, thanks to the help of the Norfolk Rotary Club. 84 years later, the name was changed to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Southeast Virginia, a nod to inclusivity and recognition of the geographic area being served. The goal? To provide safe space, quality programs, and impactful mentors as positive influencers on the lives of kids and teens. Up next on Another View, one young man's story and a peek behind the curtain of this more than 100-year organization. Stay tuned. Another View is next, right after this national, regional, and local news from NPR and WHRO News.
Discussing today's topics from an African-American perspective, this is Another View.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Another View. I'm Barbara Hamlee. Want to invite you to come join us on the 18th of June here live at WHRO Public Media for our Juneteenth celebration. Now, if you've come in the past, you know that you were able to sit outside, grab some food from the food trucks, and watch Lisa Godley, our producer, outside doing interviews and so forth. Well, this year, we are actually moving the show into our teleconference center, and we're setting up tables so that you can actually watch us do Another View live while you're eating lunch and hanging out. And we're going to have all kinds of guests here. We have a couple of celebrities that may stop by, so I'm not going to tell you who. You just have to come and join us. We have several food trucks that will be here joining us, and Miss Martha from Miss Martha Reads is going to provide programming and fun activities for young people. So bring the whole family. Come and join us on June 18th. Now, you do need to register. We do request that you do that, and you just go to whro.org/events and sign up. It is free. We hope that you will come and join us as we celebrate Juneteenth. Also want to invite you to the Virginia Arts Festival Williamsburg Live. Now, this is June 25th through 28th, and I'm going to tell you, I'm personally asking you to come out too, because that's my birthday weekend, and I'm going to be there at the Trombone Shorty concert. And I'd love to see you there. But June 25th through 28th, the first night, Thursday night, Melissa Etheridge and Winona Judd will be there performing. Friday night is Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue, along with Dumpster Funk. And on Saturday, Allison Krauss and Union Station, featuring Jerry Douglas with Theo Lawrence, and then on Sunday is Grace Potter. If you are interested in tickets, you go to vafest.org. That's vafest.org, or call 757-282-2822, and you can get tickets. Hope to see you there, and would love to just say hello. So now, I'm sure you've seen the promos. Actor and national spokesperson Denzel Washington touting the impact of the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Famous folks like Usher, Shaq, Queen Latifah, Magic Johnson, even President Bill Clinton were all club kids, as were Allen Iverson and Michael Vick here in Virginia. Well, today we are happy to welcome to Another View the 2026 Virginia DC Youth of the Year. His name is Christian. Hi, Christian. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good. I'm glad you're here to be with us today, along with the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Virginia, Kevin Will, who has been recognized as the 2026 Virginia DC CEO of the Year by the Boys and Girls Club of America. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
You guys are just like all that, right?
We try to be.
You try to be. Kristen, congratulations, first of all. So you first started out as the local
Yes, ma'am.
Youth of the Year, yes. Right? And then you went to the state level,
yes.
Which is what you just recently. And then you're going to?
The regional level.
Oh, wow. And where is it and when is it?
Atlanta, Georgia. And it's June 9th through the 12th.
June 9th through the 12th. So you will go there and you will speak publicly. And what else? Tell me what you have to do when you're there to continue the competition.
So the whole Youth of the Year process consists of, I believe it's interviews and saying your speech, and it also comes with writing essays and a whole bunch of PR, media, and everything in between.
Are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited.
And once you win, so if you win this time in Atlanta,
yes.
That will be for the whole Southeast region?
Yes,
is that
Southeast
correct?
Region of America.
Okay.
And then if I win, then I will go on to compete nationally to be the National Spokesperson for Youth Year, Boys and Girls Club of America.
So you would be speaking all over the country then?
Yes.
To promote Boys and Girls
yes.
Club. Well, let's talk about your story. How did you first get involved with Boys and Girls Club?
The Boys and Girls Club was first there when I was in elementary school, I believe third grade. And I remember back then we were just operating out of my elementary school cafeteria and one classroom that a teacher would let us have past the end of the day. And although we didn't have much, it was filled with some of my most favorite childhood memories. And I know my mom also loved it too, because she had to work late, so we would always stay past the hours and they would never get mad at us. So now it's completely different post-COVID. We have a building, we have gyms, kitchens, recording studios, and everything in between. It's just so amazing that the Boys and Girls Club's been there.
So the club that you go to is in Portsmouth?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that, okay. Yes. But you're all over, Kevin. Is that correct? The clubs that are under your umbrella?
Yeah, our footprint is 10 different clubs. We reach over 2,000 kids every year. So anywhere from the Eastern Shore to Franklin, of course, Norfolk, two in Norfolk, Suffolk, Virginia Beach, and Chesapeake. Yes.
And Chesapeake. As a matter of fact, you have something new coming up.
Yeah,
in Chesapeake.
We're really excited. And as you can hear from Christian, we love when kids stay with us at Boys and Girls Club. And we certainly 100% of our kids graduate from high school, which is great. But then we give them that path of what's next, whether it's post-secondary education or whether it's a true career and not just working multiple jobs. And so we are opening a new teen center in Chesapeake for the whole city, and they'll be able to come and kind of explore careers, do different interests, and really, it's going to be fun too. So you never want to take the fun away from Boys and Girls Club. So whether it's basketball that brings them in the door, and then we teach them and introduce them to new careers, mm-hmm. The soft skills that we talked about, you know, getting your first job as well or internship, it's a great place to kind of come and continue to grow.
So, Christian, when you were in the third grade, was it mainly someplace to go for after school because you didn't have anywhere else to go? Or I'm trying to get that connection of what made you say, I'm going to try this out. And then you stuck with it because
yeah.
Now you're actually a high school graduate.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am. And when I was in elementary school, it was just a place to go. My mother worked long hours. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely that safe place. After school, you know, you can't keep kids home alone by themselves. So, yeah, it was definitely just a small community of us, and it was really amazing.
So for those who are not familiar with Boys and Girls Clubs, what's a typical day like when you're there, when you're at the club? What do you do?
It can differ regardless of any day. Some days you're just chilling, just having fun with your fellow peers. Watching movies, playing games, playing basketball, or some days you could be traveling to Busch Gardens, or we could have different careers come in from the workforce. We have budgeting classes. We have podcasts that the kids do. So really, it can depend on the day, and that's what I love about the Boys and Girls Club. It's something new every single day.
Kevin, you guys say you have the secret sauce is safety, number one, for the kids.
Sure.
Two, programs, and then three, mentorship. So can you break that down for us a little bit? What, in terms of what your thinking is as you are working with kids. And if I'm not mistaken, these are 6 through 18 year olds. Okay.
Yep. So we want to be a support system all the way through their career and certainly send them off with a good game plan, right? And mm-hmm. so what we talk about programming, they all center around our 3 pillars, which are academic success. So a lot of incentives for report cards. We want to make sure we're on track. We want to provide, work closely with the schools and the teachers if our kids need help in math or reading.
So you do some tutoring, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
During the club?
Healthy lifestyles, so not only physical fitness, but also eating healthy. And then our whole organization is centered around, we're our trauma-informed organization. So we're going through a 3-year process that every single person, including myself, will be trauma-informed. We're on the front lines. We need to identify any issues, mental health issues that kids may face, and then build that network out on how to get them help. Mm-hmm. So the healthy lifestyles. And then lastly, as you can see, a perfect example is good character and leadership.
So you've been there for 11 years.
Yes.
And you've had experience with other youth organizations. What do you see as the difference between, and let's talk about teens for right now, since Christian is in that teen, those teen, almost about to be an adult.
Yes, ma'am.
but in those teen years in particular, what have you noticed about the trajectory of where our youth are going today?
So I would say a lot of organizations, and there are a lot of great ones out there, dabble in youth development and do it, but it's the only thing we do, right? And so we're constantly thinking, what do the kids, what are they experiencing? What can we give them to support them? And then how do we give them a voice? And then we talked about mentorship. Not only do we bring in outside volunteers to help guide, mm-hmm. but I think the thing that really sets us apart is our youth development professionals and our staff that are mentors, that are a fabric of these kids' lives, right? And the families' lives, and are there for support. I know a huge group went to see Christian and other Portsmouth kids that went through the Boys and Girls Club graduate last week, and I was really excited. We were there.
Where'd you graduate from?
Manor High School.
From Manor High School. Yes. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So the sports games, or, we're always trying to show up for our kids and be that extended family for them. And that's what I love about Boys and Girls Club, and especially here at Southeast Virginia, is we're a huge family and we're here to support any way we can.
Now, you are the CEO of the year for Virginia DC,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've really turned this club around, is my understanding.
Yeah, I would say so. It's always been a great mission, and there have been great people involved. I was lucky enough to start the previous nonprofit that I worked for, Junior Achievement. I was able to start Junior Achievement and all the Boys and Girls Clubs. So I saw firsthand, every summer I would go teach the program myself, and I saw firsthand how much it meant to the community, to the families, and to the kids. And so when I got that phone call that they were looking for somebody to come lead the organization, I loved my time at Junior Achievement, but I saw the impact at Boys and Girls Club, and I said, went home, certainly prayed on it, and said, hey, let's take it on. And we've been able to do our first big project that so many people helped me on was opening up our own home away from home in Portsmouth at that club. And that club has served so many kids and families that, all that hard work is certainly worth it. And the new Chesapeake Club we're opening, I'm so excited about that. And just anywhere we can serve, that we can reach kids, and it's in our mission that those that need us the most, we'll be there for. So
do most kids, do they start in elementary and stick with you? Or are you constantly recruiting so that even in middle school and high school, and either one of you can answer that?
Yeah, take it. Me personally, I know a bunch of kids who already go to the club have been there since, like me, they were in third grade. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes what ends up happening is they love it so much and they talk about it constantly that they bring their friends from elementary school, or they bring their friends from middle school, and they bring their friends from high school, and they all end up growing into the club.
So, as I was doing my research and thinking about this, and I was like, I wonder if sometimes you might get pushback from middle and high school kids, especially boys, that this is kind of a nerdy thing to do. Is it?
No, I would definitely say it's the exact opposite.
Really?
Yeah. I know that some people may see it as just an after school club, but for me personally, and for everyone I know that I've invited to the club, it's been more of a place where you can be something bigger than yourself and really grow beyond your expectations or any expectations that have been placed on you.
So how has that helped you? What things or who has shaped, tried to help shape where you are and where you're going?
I'd say the people at my Boys and Girls Club have shaped where I'm going. Many of the youth development professionals, Mr. Dorian, Mr. DJ, Mr. Mo, they've all poured into me. Like when I was struggling with trigonometry in high school, Mr. Keanu, one of the youth development professionals, stayed back for weeks on end, helping me just learn everything about trigonometry. Mr. Mo, Mr. DJ, Mr. Dorian, they've been like fathers to me. For a little background information, my father has been absent in my life for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So I believe it really started to affect me in those developmental years, like middle school and high school. And I really didn't have that role model there, so I was really lost. But right when I was at my lowest, the Boys and Girls Club found me, and they have poured into me in ways I could never imagine. Whether that be helping me find my career or taking me on my first college tour, really just being that second family and blending into my life in a way that I could never imagine possible. They filled that void before I even knew that I had that void.
So, yeah. Wow. I mean, you can feel it when you're talking to you, the impact. Where are you going to college?
North Carolina Central University. Go Eagles.
I know some folks down there just screaming,
we
right?
We should have had that area on the table for the announcement, right? Like the big announcement.
And what do you want to study?
I want to major in social work. Yes. And the Boys and Girls Club is a big part of that. Like I said, I was without direction for a while. Mm-hmm. And just the constant love and support they've given me has inspired me to be that for somebody else.
That is fantastic. Do you have siblings?
Yes, I have one brother, Wesley.
Okay, and is he a part of the Boys and Girls Club too?
Yes, he was a part of the Boys and Girls Club as well.
757-440-2665 or 1-800-940-2240 are the numbers to call to join our conversation. Have you been a, or are you a club, what do they call you guys? Club?
Club kids.
Club kids, yeah. Are you a club kid? Have you ever participated in the Boys and Girls Club? Give us a call. We'd love to hear your story. 757-440-2665 or 1-800-940-2240. So you're in Virginia in the club. When you go to North Carolina, will you look up a club to volunteer or to
Yes, I will definitely. I definitely plan to leave my mark on the club in Durham, North Carolina. But I feel like a lot of my really skills will come from when I'm going back home and just pouring into that same Portsmouth club that poured into me and showing them, hey, you can be more than what you've ever imagined.
Kevin, what are the talk to us about some of the major challenges that the kids that you interact with generally face today, and how are you guys able to kind of mitigate some of those anxieties?
Yeah, so I mean, post COVID especially, right? We talked a little bit about mental health, right? Mm-hmm. And to me, that is the biggest thing that we face, to make sure that our kids come in and they, you know, we're in such a transient area as well, that everyone that walks through those doors feels welcome, feels loved, feels supported. And so the mental health aspect of that is really important. And then upgrades that we've made in the clubs that we're learning as we go, right? Whether it's a quiet room you need and you come in, and sometimes the club can be a loud, crazy place, right? So you may not be up for that when you first get off of school. So you can go in the quiet room, kind of read, get yourself together, or grab one of our mentors and talk about things that mm-hmm. really happened that day that are really bothering you. So I would say mental health is the big one. Also, people of my generation, right, we're really excited when we come through. A lot of times we'll have some restrictions on the electronics, right? And mm-hmm. so really getting kids to interact with each other coming back post-COVID rather than just on their phones or on their tablets is huge for us. So, you know, when we do programming and we do age-appropriate programming, and they talk to each other. And so that's a really great thing. And then, you know, having the whole footprint of Southeast Virginia, we love getting all the kids together, right? So a friendship is born, and you have a great friendship with Isaiah, right? Who is from Chesapeake, South Norfolk. You're from Portsmouth. You probably would have never met before, and you become like best friends and brothers.
That is very cool. So tell me about your staffing then. Are all of the mentors, teachers, et cetera, all full-time staff, or do you also accept volunteers?
We do utilize volunteers, and they're great. They can bring their talents. As we said before, there's something for everyone, whether you love art, whether you love sports, whether you're great at math, whether you are excited about STEM. You could come in and kind of link up with one of our programs, but we really take youth development seriously. So we have, each center has its own CEO or director, and then they have a staff that works under them, and our staff ratios are really good. We try to keep it around 1 to 15 kids, and so staffing is always, you know, very important to us because, I mean, they're what makes the club what it is.
So what's the average number of kids that participate in a given club? Is there an average number, or does that fluctuate? Because anybody can come. Yes,
right.
No?
So, yeah, I mean, every club is a little bit different. So our Virginia Beach club is huge. We see 150 kids a day there. Our Portsmouth club is somewhat bigger, but we see maybe about 80 kids a day. Portsmouth club is great because we have a pool. So not only do our Portsmouth kids learn to swim, that we bring our Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Chesapeake kids and Franklin kids
to
learn. And that's a critical skill to have, especially in this area surrounded by water, is the ability to swim, right? Everyone should have that.
Is discipline ever a problem?
I'll let you answer that first, and then maybe I'll take it.
I got you. So I know recently, as I graduated, I was given the opportunity to actually work at the Boys and Girls Club as a youth
first day
freshman.
Was yesterday.
Oh,
right?
Yes, congratulations.
You're surprised and you're here.
Okay.
I would say it's never really a problem, more so necessary in a child's life. Obviously, discipline is necessary. I like to think of it more so as redirection. You know, obviously, kids may not have a lot of that, oh, what's my next step, what I should do here. So I feel like the Portsmouth Club, and really the clubs in general, do a really good job of not more so discipline, but that sort of guidance on what to do next.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. You're so much better at this than I am. But what we do is not babysitting. So like most kids like structure. And especially when there's fun added into that structure. So not only during the school day is it very structured in what you're doing, whether that's power hour and getting your homework done, or it's decision-making and good character and citizenship, whatever program, it's very structured. And they do not want to miss out on the next step at Boys and Girls Club. So, you know, if there is, you know, somebody that needs to be redirected, as we say, then, you know, they really want to be able to participate. And so the inability to participate in the next program really is a deterrent to say, hey,
it's a strong incentive to keep it together.
Stay in line, right? Or you're going to miss out on some fun.
I noticed that they, in my reading, they were talking about you can be a member or you can just come. I mean, what's the difference between membership and does it cost to join Boys and Girls Club?
So one of the things we're always thinking about is affordability. We never want to make our budget to pay our youth development professionals on the backs of our parents, right? So we are the most affordable youth development program in town. There is a small fee to participate in the Boys and Girls Club, but the value that we bring underserved communities is immense. So
Is it a monthly fee or a one-time fee? Or
it is a monthly fee. In the summer, we go to more weekly fee there's more drop-ins and drop-outs, mm-hmm. Depending on summer schedules and vacations, and we want to be flexible for our parents. But we never, ever, even our low fees will turn any kid away for the inability to even pay our low fees to come to our clubs.
You were saying before we went on the air too, you were talking about if you come to visit your grandparents here in Norfolk and you belong to a different club, that you can come to the club. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. During the summer, I mean, everyone is welcome at the club. It works. We're so diverse, but the one thing that's constant is a welcoming environment, no matter who you're at, if you're a stranger. If your parents are in the military and you just need a home away from home, you're going to get the same love and support here that you would have got anywhere else in San Diego or Hawaii or wherever you came from.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the impact of the work of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Southeast Virginia with Christian, who's been named the 2026 Virginia DC Youth of the Year, and with Kevin Will, President and CEO of BGCSEVA. That is an acronym.
It is. SEVA. 757. Just call it SEVA. Yeah.
757-440-2665 or 1-800-940-2240. Let's talk to Akina in Virginia Beach. Hi, Akina. You're on the air.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Great.
Good to hear from you guys. This is Akia.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's no worry. But I just had a question for Kevin and Christian. What is something you've learned from each other?
Oh, great question.
You want to go first? You want me to? Okay, I'll go first.
Christian's going to go first.
One thing for me I've learned, not just from Mr. Kevin, but from dealing with the club in general, is never underestimate the impact your character has on another person. I know for me, dealing with different people, meeting different people in the club, I'm just being me, you know, it just comes to second nature, but just to see their reactions and to see how much impact I have on them really shows me that I'm headed in the right direction.
Wow. That's powerful, Kevin.
I know. I love it. I've learned so much from him, right? But I would think the thing that I take from you and I love about you is, one, your confidence, and two, your ability to network no matter where you're at. And so really that vision to say, you know, I'm here, would love to meet you, right? Let's talk. Let's see if we can help each other out. And, you know, just your ability to adapt and just meet people and be confident while doing that. I've always been so impressed with that.
Thank you.
Oh, you too. Yeah. Akina, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Jordan in Williamsburg. Hi, Jordan. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, wow. I love your show. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I am the byproduct of the Boys and Girls Club in the inner cities of Chicago. Me and my friends, we went in there to do like community service related work. Little do we know that the educational instructor was so diligent in mentoring us, providing resources for us. If it wasn't for her, I don't know that I would have been able to go to college. She literally helped me and my friends with the entire paperwork. I'm forever grateful to Denicia Wolf from the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago. She just loved on us for the 4 years that we were there. And she was really diligent. She left corporate job like IBM so that she can mentor young people like me. And little did she know that the impact that she had on me and my friends. So I am so grateful for people that are intentional and diligent about the work that they do and fulfilling the purpose that they have in life. So just want to shout out the Boys and Girls Club. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Jordan, before you go, how old were you when you joined the club?
I was in high school.
So you were in high school. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, congratulations. Are you working with a club? Is there a Williamsburg club?
Yes, we have.
I haven't come across.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jordan.
Is there one?
Uh-huh.
I don't know that there is one. here in Williamsburg, perhaps in Newport News, perhaps.
Okay, pull your mic up just a little bit.
Okay,
Kevin.
Sorry.
Okay, there you go.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have great sister organization, the Boys and Girls Club of Virginia Peninsula, who covers basically from Hampton all the way up to almost Richmond, and they do a great job. We do a lot with them as well. So not only do we get our own clubs together, we get together with the Peninsula youth as well. So, I mean, if you wanted to get involved, we could certainly get you in touch with Hal and his great team over at the Virginia Peninsula.
So if someone would wants to mentor, first of all, talk about the mentorship program and the mentoring that goes on there, even beyond the staff that is paid to be there to do that, but the volunteer mentors. Do you work with or have you interacted with any?
I'd say more of our staff is youth development professionals.
Okay.
But I know everyone that really comes in, even if it's just a volunteer, they somehow like seamlessly just blend into the culture of the club, and it really becomes like a family, and we share a mission, and that's all to just pour into the youth. So I know despite if you're paid to be there or you're just giving your time away, then it's really just a great opportunity overall, and you just blend in seamlessly.
Wow. So where do you find your mentors, and what do you, and can anybody call up and say, hey, Kevin, I want a mentor?
For the most part, so safety is always very important to us. So you have to pass a background check and come in for an interview. But I would say the quality volunteer experiences is when you're coming and either sharing something you're very talented at or something you're very passionate about. And we do so much with the kids throughout the year that no matter what that talent is or that passion is, we'll find a spot for you.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
But I got an idea. Like, we have plenty of businesses. We have banks. We recently had a skateboard shop, I believe, Hard Times Skateboard. They recently came in and offered skateboarding lessons to the kids. I will be taking them up on that. So it's really just great to see businesses and individuals just coming in to volunteer their time, and all in the sake of all for the sake of really pouring into our youth.
What about peer-to-peer mentoring?
I believe our peer-to-peer mentoring is amazing. It really is just amazing to see, especially in that older to younger kids sense, that the older kids really serve as role models for the younger kids. And when you get that equal in age mentoring, they really just hold themselves accountable and really just push themselves to be better.
Wow.
Yeah, we're huge on Youth Voice. So we just had a partnership with Virginia Beach and Councilwoman Rouse and the mayor and the Virginia Beach Police Department.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Hosted a youth roundtable to talk about these takeovers that have been happening, not just at Virginia Beach, but all over. And we had about 30 of our youth come together to kind of have an open, honest conversation about what's going on, what we can do as leaders to help support the youth. And from that, we're forming a council to say we want to have our own positive takeovers at the Boys and Girls Clubs for our teens, to have them a safe, productive place to get together in the summers to enjoy each other and not do the things that
we've seen happening
there.
Kristen, you were a part of that roundtable. What did you tell leadership in Virginia Beach? What are teens, why are they so frustrated to the point of doing things that are pretty destructive or could be worse than they actually turned out to be? I'm thinking about the one that happened in West Ghent not too long ago as an example.
It is extremely sad to see people getting hurt. But I believe it stems from youth not having a place to really decompress or a productive place to really come together. But I believe the Boys and Girls Club were doing a great job, and it was exciting to see so many teens there all for the same cause and really just getting together and finding a productive way for all of us to have fun. And it was great to see so many come out. Obviously, there was pizza. So, yeah, you got youth
never
out
hurts.
There. But we really just stressed that we don't have a lot of places to really have anything fun to do. So that's what brings teens to go out and maybe do destructive things. So we came together and, like Mr. Kevin said, have planned a teen takeover that we're still working out the details of it. But it's really just going to be for teens, by teens, and really just focus on all of us coming together and while having fun, being productive.
14 by teens, I like that. 757-440-2665 or 1-800-940-2240 are the numbers to call. Let's talk to Barbara in Charlottesville. Hi, Barbara. I love your name.
Oh, thank you so much.
What's your question?
my question is for Christian.
Okay.
And Christian, you seem like just such an inspiring young man.
Thank you.
So I'm wondering, I know you're representing all the kids in the club. What message as the Youth of the Year would you like to share directly from the club kids?
So what, in other words, since you're the spokesperson, Youth of the Year in total, but if you were speaking for the kids that you interact with every day, what's the message you want adults to know or the world to know?
I'd say that kids are more capable of what you're giving them credit for. With a little bit of guidance and a lot of resources, I know teens can do some of the most amazing things ever. For a little bit of insight, I'm president of our Keystone Club, which is a teen-led outreach program. We specialize in everything from career planning to fundraising to community outreach activities. And in that program, our impact on the community has been amazing. Like with just a little bit of resources that have, with amazing resources that have been given to us, mm-hmm. we've been able to do everything from turkey drives to car shows to haunted houses, art shows, and everything in between. So one message I would really stress is the youth are capable of so much more than people give them credit for.
Wow, that is such a powerful statement. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that a lot of adults or youth may feel that adults don't care or think that they can accomplish something? And a lot of youth who think that because adults don't seem to want to give them that grace, that they're just going to go out and do whatever they want to do.
I feel like people may think that way because no one really takes the time to listen. No one really takes the time to sit down with them and get that insight about their thoughts and their feelings and what's going on in their life. And that's why I feel like the Boys and Girls Club is such a great place for youth development, because they really sit down and take that time and say, hey, what can we do to better pour into you?
What do you think, Kevin, when you hear him say
that? Makes me tear up a little bit, because it's not just Christian. There's thousands of kids that we get to be a part of their lives. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to say it better than that, right? I mean, you can really do my job. But I also think a product of that, right, is, you know, investment in our youth. And we never want to say you're making a donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs. It is truly an investment in a young person, mm-hmm. to help support them, give them equal access to what they deserve to succeed. And so when you invest in a young kid, you could either, it costs over $200,000 to incarcerate a kid for a year, but you can come to the Boys and Girls Club. You know you're going to have your homework done. We have our own feeding program, which is, the food is pretty good.
Yes.
From what I understand. You know, you're going to be fed, and then you know you're going to get opportunities. And so the more we can invest in youth and programs like that, that really look at a holistic approach to the success of a child, the better off we're going to be.
How closely do you work with the school systems?
Very close. So like I said before, we're constantly talking to teachers to seeing what our kids need, if they are falling behind. Great relationships with all the superintendents in the area, which are very supportive of what we do and the support that we give. Most school systems understand the importance of the time, not only after school, but in the summer. Mm-hmm. Like, school is always going to be number one, right? Yeah. But a number two of what forms of who you are or who you're hanging out with and what you're doing when you're not in school.
Speaking of summertime, so what are the hours? Because it doesn't get dark till 9 o'clock.
Right. So we stay open all day in the summer. So, a parent can know, and we're consistent throughout the summer. So most parents have to try to plan a camp here or a camp there. We're consistent every day, open from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6, 7 in some areas at night. So your kid will have a safe place to spend the entire summer, not just a week or 2 weeks. It's really a constant that you can have that home in the summer just like you do after school, right?
Yes.
What are there income restrictions to belong, or can anybody?
Anyone join? Can sign up, and it works. The program and the support works with any kid from any background. So no matter who you're at, who you are or where you're from, you have a home at the Boys and Girls Clubs, and Christian can attest that you'll be welcomed, right? And with open arms.
So tell me a story about, Christian obviously is fabulous. But are there other local kids that stand out in your mind that in the 11 years that you've been involved with this, that you thought maybe when they came in the door, oh my, we have our hands full, and they turned out to be incredible?
I mean,
so many
stories, but another one that I like to tell and somebody I've gotten to know very well is our youth of the year from the prior year, Isaiah, and he's in South Norfolk. And really, we love to talk about the athletes and celebrities that come from Boys and Girls Club, but what I get just as excited about, he's going in the Merchant Seaman program, and I know that he is going to be successful, and we want everyone to have an opportunity to go to college if that's what they want. But I do want to kind of break that cycle of poverty and saying there's tons of careers around here that we can get you in that will be life-changing for you, that you can do better than the generation previous and have a true career and not just a job. So Isaiah, to me, comes to mind. Even the caller that called in earlier about alumni with Boys and Girls Club was
do a lot of alumni come back?
Yeah, so
and help. I mean, I know you will.
Yes,
and I know you will.
So, but yeah, a lot of our staff are people that grew up in the club. So our marketing director, who is with us today, Tyrell, grew up in the Virginia Beach Club, went to Old Dominion, and now he works with us supporting all clubs. So there's so many people like that.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
That keeps on going. Let's talk to Geneva in Portsmouth. Hi, Geneva. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. What's your question?
Hi, Mom.
Is that your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations, Mom.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so proud of you, Christian.
Thank you.
I actually wanted to know, do you have like a vision for the next generation of youth that are coming behind you?
That's a great question, Mom.
Yeah. She's been giving me questions a lot to prepare for regionals again. I'd say a vision for the youth coming behind me is just to know that they have an amazing support system behind them and that they can grow to be more than their surroundings and to just realize their full potential, because I'm from Portsmouth. I'm from a background that kids don't really see a lot of outside the city or even outside of the state. But the Boys and Girls Club has given me the opportunity to see so much more past that. Mm-hmm. And now I want that for every youth as well as my peers and the kids coming behind me. So my vision for them would be to realize their full potential and act on that to the best of their abilities.
Mom, did you know early on that Christian was going to be the amazing young man that he's turned out to be?
I did. From the time he was born, yes.
I see where he gets that confidence.
Yeah,
I love
absolutely.
It.
That is fantastic. Well, congratulations to you, because obviously home guidance is where it starts. And so we have to give you your props too, Mom.
Thank you so much. It truly takes a village.
Take care. It's good to talk to you. So, to make you feel proud?
Yes.
When you talk with your other, well, before you graduated, while you were in high school and you were participating, you would go to the Boys and Girls Clubs after school. What would your other friends or acquaintances be doing? Would they be going with you, or would they, or did they go in different directions?
We've all went in different directions, but I'd say one personal friend, actually in eighth grade, my lifelong friend, Jorvian Copeland, we started being friends in about fifth grade. And in eighth grade, I started going to the Boys and Girls Club again. And I was just talking about it nonstop, and like every single day, and just begging him to come. So he finally caved. And he's been with me at the Boys and Girls Club ever since, and it's just brought us together like family. And I know they've poured so much into him, and he also got hired there recently, so now we work together. And he's going off to Culinary Institute of Virginia, and I'm just so proud of him. And it really just goes to show how much the club can bring people together as a family.
So I know it's Boys and Girls Club. Does everyone interact together?
Yes.
Or are there separate programs for guys and for girls? And
We do have more targeted programs. We have targeted programs for males, like Passport to Manhood, like teaching them skills they need as a man to grow. We have Smart Girls for girls. Mm-hmm. And we also have programs that come together, like Keystone Club, or like our Torch Club, and different STEM programs. Mm-hmm. That really teach those universal skills.
Yeah, we think it's important to at least give them some time in their own groups where they can ask those questions that they might not feel comfortable asking in a big group. So it's really nice to have that and to be able to ask those questions and feel comfortable with a mentor to get the answers to those questions.
Any budding romances in club marriages? As they become adults.
During club hours, we try to discourage that as much as we can. But obviously, I mean, you know, and so many people that work for Boys and Girls Club, it's lifelong friendships that you make. Yeah. That bond that you make at Boys and Girls Clubs is strong. And then we talked a little bit about alumni. I have the best job in the world, but any day that I'm out and I meet somebody, and it happens just about every day, that they say the Boys and Girls Club impacted my life, it puts a smile on your face and just say,
I tell
it's
you,
worth
it's
it.
Because you can feel the energy from you guys in terms of how much this really means to you as an adult, to you as a young adult, but you know, and in terms of all the kids that are coming through the program. Let's see if we can get one more call in before we run out. I think it's Jovinan. Jorvian?
Hi,
Jorvian. You're in the air.
Hi. I'd like to ask Christian a question.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
What are some staff and or team members that have impacted your club experience in Portsmouth?
For a little bit of insight, guys, that is the Jorvian Copeland that I was just talking about. So, yeah, okay, I see. We're just ambushing me today.
Yes, he is. I see the support. Absolutely. Thanks for calling in, Jorvian. We appreciate it.
I'd say some staff that have really impacted my journey is Mr. DJ. Like I said, because of my father's absence, I was really lost. But Mr. DJ really well, not only Mr. DJ, but Mr. Dorian and Mr. Mo really reconstructed my idea of what manhood is. They really taught me power and vulnerability and the impact of how you carry yourself and that power in speaking up for yourself. So those men have really had a great impact on me, and not just shown me what a man is, but what a good man is.
Wow. That must be, I wish they would call in, because I would love to hear their reaction, their reaction to that. But do you, and is that something that you want to pass on?
Yes.
To other young men?
Yes.
Are you mentoring anyone in particular at this point?
Right now, I'm not mentoring anyone. I am.
I got my hands full. I'm trying to win a contest.
But I am really open to it, because I really just want to pass on what they've shown to me and reconstruct anyone's, any young man's idea of manhood, and really show that there's power in that moment of emotions. You know, there's power in really holding one another's hand through things and really being there for each other.
Where do you think you would have been if you didn't have Boys and Girls Club? Any idea? Do you ever think about that?
Honestly, I try to think about it too much, because it's really scary. It's a really scary place to go to. Mm-hmm. But I honestly have no idea where I'd be without the Boys and Girls Club. I wouldn't even be half the man I would be today, because they've pushed me out of my comfort zone so many times in the best way possible, and pushed me to being honestly an unrecognizable version of myself for the better. So I can't even imagine where I'd be without them.
Well, we wish you the very best as you go to regionals. I'm going to be cheering for you.
Thank
back
you.
Here in Hampton Roads. All of Hampton Roads is cheering for you. All of Virginia and D.C. are cheering for you to move forward. And best of luck to you. And Kevin, if people want to volunteer, or if they want to donate, if they want to support the Boys and Girls Club in any way, where do they call?
Well, first of all, we never say donate.
Oh, you're right. I'm
invest
sorry.
Invest in our young people.
Invest, not donate. You're right. Invest, not donate.
So, yeah, the best way to just start is to go to our website and remember that we are Boys and Girls Clubs of Southeast Virginia. It's bgcseva.org. And, yeah, just reach out. I mean, you can ask for me directly if you want to call, but we love talking about what we do. We love sharing it with people. And I think your mom said it best. It truly does take a village, and we love to be that kind of convener of each neighborhood that we serve, each city that we serve.
Fantastic. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. I do really appreciate it. And audience, we hope that you've been inspired by today's conversation. And if so, reach out to Kevin and his team. Your investment of time, talent, and treasure will help so many more of our young people build productive and great futures. Now, you can listen to this show again, or you can share it with a friend by visiting our website, whro.org/anotherview, or going to your favorite podcast platform. Next week on Another View, the civil rights movement through the lens of photographer Herb Randall. Our theme music is an original composition created especially for Another View by Jay Sennett. Lisa Godley is our show producer. Jordan Christie is our audio engineer. And Dr. Barry Graham answered our phones. I'm Barbara Ham Lee. Don't forget to register for our live Juneteenth program on Thursday, June the 18th. Go to whro.org/events for details. And let's get together again next Thursday at noon for Another View.
Support comes from Hampton Roads Community Foundation, carrying out your charitable wishes forever. Whether it's helping shelter animals, feeding the homeless, enhancing the arts, or supporting students. Learn more at leaveabequest.org.